Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. No. My, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord of Christ.
Check it out, y'all.
I ain't got to hear go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Pain
at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. His words no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil's trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I'm Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. This is Faith Power Radio. Faith is Power Radio. And I am Joseph. And, you know, today is 9/11. I just want to dedicate this prayer to those family victims and that's been in that disaster of 9/11 11 years ago. And for those that's listening, I hope you is blessed by this title, Salvation. I did preach the word on salvation last week. And, you know, we want to go ahead and do another segment on salvation. For those that's listening, you know, go ahead and bow your heads and as I pray. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. I pray for those that was in the 9/11 disaster and 9/11, Lord. For those that's resting in peace, let them rest, Lord Father, as you take them. Lord, I pray for the family that been through that problem, that they lost their family members, Lord Father. Let them not grieve anymore, but let them have joy in their heart, Lord Father, for you is coming, Lord Jesus. I pray for those that's going through problems right now still from the impact from the times they was there in the building, Lord Father, that they're still alive, Lord Father. Lord Father, cover them in your blood, Lord Jesus. Cover them, Lord, and keep them strong for let their memories be no more and let them focus on the future, Lord. And that's by your grace and mercy, Lord Father. In your name I pray in your blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. Today we're talking about salvation, and today we're talking about salvation, and we're going to John 3:16. Everybody knows what's John 3:16. Everybody used that verse on shirt, car, or wherever they use it at. But, you know, do they know exactly what John 3:16 mean? You know, some people just use it as a fashion statement, just use the word, but they don't know what the exact meaning 3:16 is. Okay, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatsoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life, basically, for those that are a true believer in Christ Jesus, shall not perish. Shall not perish. But at the same time, grace and mercy, we are covered by the grace and mercy, but we have to put in action at the same time, because the Lord knows what we do, what we think, how we think. Okay, we cannot fool the Lord. He knows what we're capable of and what's in our hearts. As a man thinketh, and so is he. So, by me saying John 3:16, people think, okay, I could do whatever I want, you know, or this and that, you know, because I believe in God. But people need to know there's another verse on the Bible in Matthew. It says, not everyone except the Lord will enter to the kingdom. Now, the Lord wants to do action. He wants to put into action, put into work, faith by works. Because faith without works is what? Dead? Of course. So the Lord gave us salvation. He went on the cross for us by the grace and mercy. And he gave us grace and mercy. He gave us a chance in life to breathe and not worry too much. But he says, cast all our worries and cares unto him. But what we need to do is to have faith and walk in the word as much as we can. Because I know there's a lot that's going on around us, and we feel that sometimes we can't do it, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to think that way. You just want to go ahead and be like, you know what, I'm going to give the Lord praise and do what I have to do, what the Lord wants me to do in his will by the grace and mercy, and take action instead of, you know, feeling, you know, sorry for yourself or whatever, you know. But you have to be strong and trust in the Lord. Let me read you another verse. It's Isaiah verse 9, Isaiah 25, verse 9. Isaiah 25, verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Will we be glad and rejoice in his salvation? Rejoice in his salvation. You know, that's the key word, salvation. Rejoice. Rejoice no matter what happens. Rejoice in the trials and tribulations. Rejoice in good times, bad times, because the Lord gave us a gift. The Lord gave us that true gift. That's grace and mercy. That's salvation. To wash all our sins away. So there's no reason for us to fall into guiltiness, because that's of the enemy by itself. There's no reason for us to, you know, get angry all the time. I understand, you know, we get mad, but, you know, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. You know, everybody gets mad, but do your best to control that temper. Don't let temptation all around you take control or effect of your life, because there's a lot of strongholds out there. So we have the blood of Jesus, we have the word of God, and the power of faith. What excuses do we have as human beings in this earth? Do we have any excuses? No, we don't. Okay? Because right now, we are in judgment day, and we're very close, and I know people feel it, see it, dream about it, and it's not a joke. We need to get right or get left, okay? And people need to focus on building relationships with other people and not putting people down, and get to know one another, help one another out, and give the gospel by action. You can't just go to church and be like, okay, I'll go to church, this and that, and then you come home, you're doing the opposite of, you know, of a Christian. So, you know, by you doing that, you know, it's just, you know, that shows the fruit that you bear. That just shows the fruit that you bear and everything else. So, you know, it's not people that's going to judge you as a Christian. They're going to judge you because the fact that you're not showing that action. You know, I understand people are not perfect, but by you doing your best, and thinking the right way will help you build that relationship with the Lord. by grace and mercy, will help you build that relationship with the Lord. Because the more you hurt yourself, the more you hurt the Lord at the same time. The more we hurt our bodies, the more we hurt the Lord. Because remember, we are in the body of Christ. So we have to actually do our best by the grace and mercy of God and reach to a potential another level to get where we have to get at. Because we came here to live our purpose. And our purpose is to help others give the gospel and be where the Lord wants to be in his will. I'm going to read you another verse, Psalms 37, verse 39. Psalm 37, verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Let me say that again. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He is their strength in a time of trouble. Amen to that. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust him. That is the huge word right there. That is the key word, trust him. Trust him in a time of trouble. Trust him in a time of trouble and he give us strength. For we are righteous. By believing you are righteous, shall be saved. It's about believing, and it's about believing in the word of God. It's not about believing in our flesh, but believing in the word of God, what he says, what's written. Okay, that's true facts. And by believing that we're delivered, there's going to be a lot that's going to happen in our life, okay? Abundance, healing, financial breakthrough, doing well in relationships. There's going to be a lot of things supernaturally is going to work through your life, but you have to believe. It's about believing, renewing your mind and believing. By the grace and mercy of God. It's not about if you fall a couple of times and then you get back up, it's like, oh, you know what, the Lord is going to take my blessings away. We've been blessed ever since we was in the womb of our mothers. You understand? Everybody need to understand that. We've been blessed. It's written that we've been blessed. But if we do the things that's going to curse us, you know, sinning, we're going to be cursed. But by accepting the Lord and being saved by his grace and mercy, we will be saved and we will be blessed. Okay. I'm going to another track. And after I play this track, we're going to go ahead and close the session. But I hope everybody understands what I just read and what I'll just explain. Thursday I will have a brother I know named Paul will speak and give the word of God. I believe he's going to speak more on salvation, and he has other chapters you want to go ahead and explain and read on Thursday. So I hope you enjoy it. Favorite Power Radio. I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and then we're going to come right back.
I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. No, no, no. My
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think we was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord of life.
Check it out, y'all.
I didn't know you go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
I want to read everybody before I get off on chapter 5, John chapter 5, verse 28. That's John chapter 5, verse 28. Came across on this. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and then which are that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So that explains it right there. For those that's listening, for those that's a family member of the victims of 9/11, it's in the Word. You don't need to worry too much, because when the Lord do come, even the dead shall be resurrected. Every knee shall bow. For those that believe, you don't need to worry too much. Just pray, trust in him, and stand still. I'm going to go ahead and close the segment for today. I would like to thank all my listeners for listening and supporting Faithless Power Radio. We are steady growing, 4,000 listeners and counting. You know, I give the Lord credit for that, for you know, giving me the strength to do this, because not anybody could actually do this and chose me to do this and give the word. So I'm going to go ahead and close this with a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. For those that's listening, Lord, let them be touched and let them be moved by the word. For those that's not saved, Lord Father, let them make that choice to be saved, Lord Father. By your grace and mercy, Lord Father, touch them, Lord Father, so they can have a relationship with you, not just being saved, but to have that relationship with you, Lord Father. For those family of for those family has the other family members or friend that was in the 9/11 incident, Lord Father, I pray for them, Lord Father, and keep them strong from till this day until forever, Lord Father, till you come back, Lord Father. Cover them and guide them and direct these steps, Lord Father. I pray for the listeners out there. Cover them, Lord Father. And humble them, Lord Father. Humble me, Lord Father, as your servant, not just a speaker or radio host. I don't see myself as a radio host, but I am your servant, Lord, and I'm here to serve you and chosen. Lord Father, I thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. I pray for those that's less fortunate. I pray for those in Israel and Jerusalem. I pray for those in China and Japan. Lord Father, I pray for the United States of America, Lord Father. Protect us all and guide us, Lord Father, as we are in the last days. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in your blood. Amen. Thank you. God bless.